This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president is appealing for more U.S. help to fight off Russia's invasion, and President Joe Biden says it's coming. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Speaking to Congress via an interpreter from the Ukrainian capital, Volodymyr Zelensky said the U.S. knows the horrors of attacks from Pearl Harbor to 9/11.
Our country experience the same every day, right now.
And while thanking America and its allies for aid they've already given,
I call on you to do more.
From sanctions to air defenses, the president was watching at the White House residence.
He was convincing and significant speech.
And laid out details of aid he was already prepared to announce, another $800 million worth, including anti-aircraft systems, drones, and grenade launchers.
We're going to continue to have their backs as they fight for their freedom.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Later Wednesday, President Biden called Vladimir Putin a war criminal in his sharpest condemnation of the Russian leader since the invasion began.
I think he is a war criminal.
Russian forces destroyed a theater in Mariupol where hundreds of people were sheltering Wednesday and rained fires on other cities. Ukrainian authorities said, even as the two sides projected optimism over efforts to negotiate an end to the fighting, the airstrike ripped apart the center of the once elegant building where hundreds of civilians had been living. Many people were buried in the rubble, according to a statement, though there's no word on how many have been killed or injured. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations' highest court called on Russia to immediately halt its invasion of Ukraine in a preliminary decision that is binding but may be difficult to enforce. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has more from Paris on the ruling by the Hague-based International Court of Justice.
The preliminary decision read by Joan Donahue, president of the International Court of Justice, was unambiguous.
The Russian Federation shall immediately suspend the military operations that it commenced on 24 February 2022 in the territory of Ukraine.
She also addressed the widening humanitarian fallout of the war. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the ICJ's decision in a tweet. He warned that ignoring the court's order would isolate Russia even further. The ICJ ruling is just a first take by the World Court. It may only mark a symbolic victory for Ukraine, since it will be difficult, if not impossible, to enforce. Kyiv filed the case to the ICJ days after Russia's invasion last month, challenging Russia's claim the move aimed to halt a genocide of pro-Russian separatists there. Moscow argued the ICJ should not impose any measures and had no jurisdiction. The ICJ's own ruling on both its jurisdiction and the merits of the case, much less on the case itself, could take months or years. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A powerful magnitude 7.3 earthquake jolted Japan's northeast coast off Fukushima late on Wednesday, leaving two dead and 94 injured, reviving memories of a quake and tsunami that crippled the same region just over a decade earlier. There were some reports of fire, the government said. The Fire and Disaster Management Agency said on Thursday morning that there had been two confirmed deaths and 94 injured, including four seriously. The quake was felt in Tokyo, some 275 kilometers away, where the shaking of buildings was long and pronounced. Hundreds of thousands of homes in the capital were plunged into darkness for an hour or more. Although power was fully restored by the early hours of Thursday morning, and authorities canceled the earlier tsunami warning. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's president appealed for more U.S. help to fight off Russia's invasion. President Joe Biden says it's coming. Later Wednesday, President Biden called Vladimir Putin a war criminal as Russian forces destroyed a theater in Mariupol where hundreds of people were sheltering. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.